Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4812.
Identify a person who's had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
You know, I would have to say that'd be my mom. She's a single mother and I was a single child, so we definitely spent a lot of time together and she had a big impact on my life. So.
What do you aspire to be?
Just a good all-around good person, excuse me.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Complex.
What types of things make you happy?
A lot of things make me happy, but I think balance is the key there.
What types of things make you sad?
Going back to the last question, imbalance.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And how did you develop this attribute?
You know, I have a really good memory, so it just kind of happened that way, but yeah.
You're born with it.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I would have to say empathy, because it really helps you deal with other people.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what quality do you like least?
I definitely like that I'm an observant person, and I have to say my shyness is what I least like.
What kind of values did your mom instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your own children?
Just being a good human being all around, being good to others and to myself as well.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Whenever I go home and see family, we never really have big plans and just kind of go with the flow, and that's the way I like it.
Tell me about the most cherished present you've ever received for your birthday or holiday and why this gift was so special.
That'd have to be a trampoline. I used that thing till it broke.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I was a really active person, definitely. So, you know, skateboarding, soccer, hockey, whatever the neighbors were up to.
Trampoline jumping.
Yeah, exactly.
What is your favorite book? What type of books do you enjoy? Do you have a favorite literary character?
I don't really have a favorite book. My favorite series has to be Harry Potter, even though I'm usually a nonfiction type of person, but Harry Potter brings back some good childhood memories, so yeah.
What was the last book you read? Who was your favorite character in that book?
I think the last book I read was The Girl Who Plays with Fire, and my favorite character was the main guy, Michael Bloomquist.
What was the last movie you saw? Did you like it?
I think the last movie I saw was Thor, and I didn't particularly like it because it wasn't accurate to Scandinavian mythology.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I like watching soccer and football, mainly.
What do you like to do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Staying active, for sure, so whatever that entails.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
No, I wouldn't say I'm a particularly creative person.
Has anyone ever told you you resemble a particular celebrity?
No, not me. I've heard my dad looks like William Shatner, but that's about it.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you've taken, or ethical dilemma you've faced and its impact on you.
As far as a significant experience, I would say that'd be the divorce of my parents. And that's just kind of made me a cautious person, and I believe it will make me a cautious person when choosing my partner and just making sure they're the right one.
Choose a prominent person whom you'd like to interview and explain why.
Really any president, probably. You know, it's the most interesting job in the world, and I'd like to get a tell-all interview, but I doubt that would happen, so.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
That would probably be applying to only one college, and but I really like it, so glad it worked out.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematical theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
I'd have to say the Big Bang, you know, the genesis of the universe, that's pretty unsettling to me. I just don't know if we'll ever have any information about those first pieces of time.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Probably laying on a beach somewhere.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
Ideally, my future wife.
What is your approach to life?
Live and learn, I guess.
Who is your favorite actor?
I don't have one off the top of my head.
What is your favorite dinner?
Seafood. Anything seafood.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Yeah, I love Monopoly, just because it took so long, usually.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
That'd have to be skydiving.
What's the first thing you do in the morning?
Take a shower, brush my teeth.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
I wish I was more artistic, so pretty much anything in that realm.
What is your favorite season and why?
I think that'd be fall. It's really pretty around that time.
What matters to you most?
Family.
What's your family's brush with history?
Oh, I guess my grandfather was, he worked under Walter Mondale. So that'd be about it.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
Really any superhero that could fly. That'd be awesome.
If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
Maybe like the White House, just peek around, get to go where no one else gets to go.
How did your ancestors come to this country?
I would assume by ship.
You're majoring in math. When did you first become interested in this field?
I've always been interested in science, and math is the language of science, so it just kind of came naturally.
What are your plans upon graduation?
Undecided as of now. Possibly more school.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
Nuclear engineer.
If you can take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I'd be somewhere on the West Coast with, a decent-sized family and in a job that I like. So.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Good-looking, but that's not the only thing that they care about. They care about other people as well and just a good person.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
It's got to depend on the significant other, I should say.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
To help other people and get paid doing it.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4812.